You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
Give me love, 'cause your love is all. Hello, and welcome to Breathe and Bounce. It's Michael here with you, and today we're going to talk about, I think, something that we tend to forget. You ever go to one of those old country buffets? I don't think Old Country Buffet is open anymore. I don't even think the all-you-can-eat buffet is open anymore. But I know they have those. I know they have those other kind of buffets, right? They have the ones where the Chinese buffets, right, where you can get all you can eat, right? And I remember I would used to go up there. And I would get, Golden Corral. Okay, there. Golden Corral. Just in case, you're young and you don't remember Old Country Buffet. Golden Corral. We'll use that as an example. So you'd go up, you'd get your salad, and then you'd go up, and then you'd get, more food and more food. Because it's all you can eat, right? It's everything that you want at your fingertips. It's all you can eat. You ever find yourself getting more than you need? You might like the dessert. I mean, one thing about Golden Corral, now that I'm vegan, I can't really say this, but before I was vegan, that dessert bar at Golden Corral was top notch. They had that fountain, then they got the ice cream, then they got the brownies, and they got the fudge. They got all this good stuff. And, my kids would make a few trips up there. I'd make a few trips up there. And the big question is, do we really need all that? Heck, do we even need to have a dessert? Because you have all this other healthy food. You're eating the salad. You're eating, your veggies. If you are eating differently than me, you're probably eating, chicken, whatever, roast beef, whatever they're serving, Do you really need more? And I think that's something that we ask ourselves. But we ignore it because one of the things we do as humans is we give in to that craving. We give in to that feeling of, wow, this is so good. I want a little bit more of it. And I think sometimes it's okay to indulge. Last night I had a pizza and I had fries because, the Dolphins won. It was the playoff game. And I knew I was going to have to eat bad because I knew that game was going to be totally bad because the Dolphins lost a whole bunch of their players. But at the end of the day, I just treated myself a little bit because all week long, I've been eating pretty decent. I've been just having vegetables, eating clean. So one day I decided, okay, I'm just going to do this. And I think it's okay for us to give ourselves those breaks. It's okay to give ourselves those moments where we kind of indulge. But how often do we need to do that is the question. Do we need to eat that much? Do we need to eat all the desserts? Do we need 5 trips to the buffet bar? If we're going to order food, do we need the large pizza or should we just settle on an individual? I think we get focused on what we want and pay less attention to what we need. And unfortunately, that does get us into trouble. It gets us in a lot of trouble. But some people believe that too much is never enough. So think about that when you listen to the song. Is too much never enough?
The crown it weighs heavy till it's pain on my eyelids. Retreating in covers and closing the curtains. The one thing's for certain, a year like this passes so. so strangely somewhere between sorrow and bliss. Oh. Retreating in covers and closing the curtains. One thing's for certain, oh, a year like this passes so strangely somewhere between sorrow and bliss. Oh, and
you never know. You know, everyone says you could die tomorrow, so you got to, you know, get whatever you can, right? That's what everyone says, that I have to enjoy myself to the fullest. But I mean, you know, we were talking about the eating earlier. I mean, sometimes when you eat too much, it's kind of like, oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, I'm not feeling too well. Is it worth it to go through that? I will tell you, me, myself, I'm guilty. I've been very guilty of doing that in the past. I would go to Starbucks at least 5 times a day. I'm not even joking. And a lot of that was because I was working on the road. I was driving a lot. And Starbucks was my friend. And as a matter of fact, I can pretty much tell you where every Starbucks in the Chicagoland suburban area is. If you wanted to, if you told me where you were, I could probably tell you 2 or 3 Starbucks that are close to you. I like know where every one of them is. I don't even need the app. I just know because I've been to so many in my life. I would collect, my star count would be like 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 because I would go there so often. But then, you know, I'm all jacked up on caffeine. And then by the time 9 o'clock runs on, I'm starting to crash out at that point. So, of course, I go and I get some more, but then it's too much. It's like no amount of caffeine is going to save my life. And I think that's the thing we need to ask ourselves is when is too much? Enough. When is it enough? I'll tell you with my workouts. I think I'm slowly starting to learn that you got to chill out with the workouts. I have done like super workouts where I'll do these huge HIIT programs, right? And when I do them, I feel great. But then later on, it's kind of like, ugh, I'm tired. But you know, I think as human beings, like I said earlier, we like to push. We don't know where too much is. We just keep looking for it. We keep looking for the limit. And then sometimes we find ourselves pushing past the limit. Are you going to push it to the limit? Push it past the limit, or are you going to slow down? Ask yourself that question. Because if you push yourself too hard, you might just go over that edge. And what's waiting over that edge, we may not want to know. Sometimes you got to hit those brakes. And sometimes we can't find the brake pedal. Because we keep pushing and pushing. only one person in America can merge Scarface with mindfulness. That's me. But that's the truth. We do push it to the limit sometimes. I mean, especially with our workouts, especially with what we do. How much is enough? When do we stop? When do we find that point where we have given all we've got? One of the things we talk about in yoga is the edge. The edge is that spot where it might be too much, but it's not enough. And perhaps in life, if we found a way to just find our edge and just push there, maybe a little bit past, not so much, just a little bit. And I think the thing that's beautiful about yoga, and I've said this on this show countless times, but I'm going to say it again because it is so true. The correlation between working on the mat and living your life, it is so on point. It is just right there in your face. And there is no denying it. Because anything you do on the mat in yoga translates to anything you do in your regular life. You know, what's a good pose I can think of that someone might push a little bit too hard on? We'll say maybe Warrior 3. You kick up that, you know, you kick up your back leg, you float it in the air, and then you've got your arms out in front of you. And some people want to bring that leg up a little bit higher. Some people want to, you know, start getting cute. Maybe start stretching their hands out a little bit more. And they may not be ready for that. Some people then say, oh, let me try this on my tippy toes, and then they fall. And the question is, do you really need to do that? Or are you trying to push yourself to that edge? I think when it comes to too much, there has to be a discipline in that, right? There has to be some kind of, you know, you have to be able to train yourself to stop yourself at a point where you have to say, okay, this isn't serving me doing this. I'm at this point, I'm just split in hairs, right? And I'm just, I'm not doing anything to better. At this point, I'm just looking for an excuse here to just, I don't know, be silly or whatever. But I think you have to find that discipline to know that too much is too much, and find where if it's not enough, push past that. But don't go past that line where it's too much. Please. It's okay to find the edge.
I need your discipline.
Can you stop yourself? Can you find a way to stop yourself before you get yourself in trouble? Because we don't want to get in trouble, right? It's very difficult. Once we find that spot where we've gone too far, it's kind of hard to set it back, right? So before you go too far, just pull back, ease up. You don't want to hit the brakes. When you're driving a car, you don't slam on the brakes because who knows, the stopping distance may not be enough. But if you ease into it, it goes better. So learn how to ease. And that's what we're going to talk about next.
Today is a great day to begin again. This is Breathe and Bounce.
It must be that feeling. Maybe it's that feeling we get when we start doing everything a little bit too much, you know? Maybe it's that feeling we get when we start feeling too much, when we start acting too much, we start eating too much. We start just doing everything more than we need to. And, you know, one of the things that we hear is detachment. We hear that, you know, whenever you go to the temple, they talk about detachment. It's pretty prevalent in Buddhism, but I think it also is prevalent towards life. We have to detach from certain things, you know, because the truth of the matter is, when we don't detach, we get attached. And getting attached, to me, is dangerous. It has definitely been costly for me to get attached to people and their reaction to me or their thoughts and opinions to me. I get attached to that. I've gotten attached to the idea that what I'm doing is right. And I've got attached to maybe I can be rational in an irrational situation, but that's not always the case. You know, I think for us to get to know ourselves is one of the most difficult things we can do, because I think there's a lot of fear and there's a lot of unknown, a lot of uncertainty with that, because if we really dig in there and try to see what it is we need, not what we want, not what just distracts us from the moment, but what we need. And sometimes we don't know what we need because we haven't really explored that. We really haven't done that. So what we do is we just go out there and we live life. You know, we just find every distraction we can. Whether that distraction is a Frappuccino from Starbucks, whether it's, you know, TV, maybe Survivor's on. Yeah, see what happened there. Perhaps it's sports. Maybe it's playing sports. I don't know. But we always find distractions. And too many distractions leads to us avoiding who we are and avoiding what we know about ourselves and what is, once again, our edge. We don't even get to know what our edge is at that point because we're avoiding our edge, right? And I will tell you something. If you do avoid getting to know yourself, it's kind of like driving a car that you don't know anything about. You don't know how the car stops. You don't know how the traction of the wheels is. You're going to crash. And when you crash, it may not be the best thing. So you gotta get to know yourself, get in yourself, and learn who you are.
Alone in a crowd, the voices get so loud. I was dying to get in, but now how do I get out? 'Cause only
for the rough neck bass. Bass. Are you ready for the... Bass. Are you ready for the...
Let's take a spin.
discotheque. Let the bass kick. Bass. You gotta get up. Bass. Are you ready for the...
We don't want to hit that crash landing, right? No one wants to hit that crash landing. Crashing is not good, right? No one likes to crash. No one likes to... We want to stop when we want to stop. You know, it's kind of like that whole saying, if you don't make time for fitness, then you'll make time for... If you don't make time for wellness, then your body will make time for wellness for you type deal. That's the thing. We have to learn how to slow it down. We need to learn how, if we want something, we go for it. But we don't want more than what we need. Because when we start going past what we need, it just, at the time, it feels good. At the time, it feels wonderful. At the time, it feels like if you're getting all this stuff all at once, it can be a little overwhelming. But I guess once you get used to being overwhelmed, then you're just like, oh, screw it. This is great. But is it? We don't want to take on more than we can handle. We have to understand that sometimes things get away from us. And it's very difficult. It's very difficult to turn things around and slow it down. Because once you crash that car, then you have to take it in and get fixed. And that's the thing about taking on too much. Then you have to get your body fixed. You have to get your soul fixed. You have to get your spirit fixed. And yes, that may be a good thing in some ways, but you know, sometimes you don't want to have to do it all the time. You don't want to have to commit to your self-care so much that it gets in the way of other things you're doing because you don't feel like you can cope with your life because you have done too much. And you know, I always say these shows are for me just as they are for you, because I have lived my life that way. I have lived my life to a point where I have pushed too far. I own two businesses, actually three with Breathe and Bounce, but I have really had balls juggling in the air, juggling plates, whatever, and it's cost me a lot. It has cost me more than I can bear. And now I'm living with the repercussions of how having too much, it took a piece of my attitude. It took a piece of my humanity. It took a piece of my self-respect. And right now, I'm being forced to begin again. And yes, you can always begin again. But you want to begin again in your own terms. You don't want to begin again because you're forced to begin again. And that's what it is. So we always have to be careful that we don't take things a little too far.
Do you remember, look at me, at all the things we said we'd be? We'd beat the house, we'd push the odds, we'd take it all. We had the cards, with years to burn and years to trash, living life based on flash, but somehow reaching for the stars. I think we went a bit too far.
get back, gotta get back. I never meant to take it this far. Gotta get back, gotta get back, gotta get back. When everything you touch turns gold, can weigh you down, can make you old. When metal doesn't ring the same, reaction from inside your brain. And all the years we offered up to gods who couldn't get enough. Though we still stay up all night, the mornings aren't quite as bright. Gotta get back.
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
That's right. We are all we need. We, us, you, me, everybody, we are all we need to make it through this life, to get to where we need to be. And that's what it is. And if you can believe that, and you can believe you only need you and what you need to get through this life, to get to the next step, to get to the next chapter, whatever you want to call it, then you're going to be okay. And I'm going to be okay. Why don't we hunker down for a moment and just do a quick meditation to end the show today? And let's meditate on the things that we do need, not the things that we want, not the excess, not all the extras. Just find a nice comfortable seat. Keep your hands rested in your lap. Then just take a nice deep breath in. And then let it out. And just focus in your breathing for the next few minutes as we do this meditation. Thank you. go ahead and open your eyes. And just take a moment to kind of see how you feel now. Maybe you feel a little different. Maybe you feel a little more grounded. Maybe you might want to write down in a journal how you're feeling and what you got out of this meditation. You thought about the things that you need. You thought about what you need for yourself. The love that you may need to give yourself. The love that you want to spread throughout the world. The joy you want to give others. How hard you need to work to get yourself to a point of creating space in your life. To create it, that flexibility. Maybe that's what you thought about in this meditation, or maybe you thought about something different. I really kept it to the joy I want to spread to myself, and then taking that joy I spread to myself and sharing it with the world. And that's what I meditated on when we sat here and did the meditation together. So I'd like to thank you for listening. As a quick reminder, if you want to find out more about Breathe and Bounce, you can do so by visiting my website, which is Breathe and Bounce. That's Breathe, the letter N, and Bounce.com. You can find out information about what's happening, places I may be teaching. You can read my weekly column known as The Gratitude Chronicles. And also stay in touch for a show that I'm going to be doing, a live action show regarding mental health. Until then, may you be well. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. Thank you so much. Have yourself a spectacular day. Namaste.